AI agents need transaction boundaries before they hold financial keys. Guest commentary, AI and machine economies, privacy technology, monetary sovereignty, and digital money. AI agents need transaction boundaries before they hold financial keys. As AI agents move from recommending financial actions to executing them, self-custody creates a hard boundary. Capability should not become unrestricted signing authority. By Gleb Sapersky, PhD, September 11, 2026. Key takeaways. An unrestricted spend key changes the security model. Wallet-level transaction limits can become meaningless if an agent can independently use the underlying private key. Agents should receive delegated authority, not master authority. Controls should be enforced outside the agent through separate signing, policy, hardware, or multi-signature layers where supported. Auditability does not require centralized surveillance. User-controlled encrypted records, cryptographic commitments, and selective disclosure can support accountability without exposing a complete financial history. Revocation must be real. Permissions should expire and be terminable at the credential or signer level, not merely through an application switch. Private digital money starts with a question that software cannot answer for us. Who controls the keys? AI agents add a second question that matters just as much. What authority should software receive once it can act on those keys? Wallets, payment services, exchanges, trading systems, and decentralized applications increasingly expose programmable interfaces. As AI agents become more capable, some will move from recommending a transaction to preparing, signing, or submitting one. That can improve speed and convenience. It can also collapse the distance between a mistaken judgment and an irreversible financial action. The central design principle should be simple. Never confuse access to a wallet application with authority over an unrestricted private spend key. A private key changes the risk model. Application-level spending limits are useful only when the agent cannot bypass them. If an agent can independently access and use an unrestricted private key, a wallet's internal $500 transaction ceiling may be little more than a suggestion. The underlying credential can authorize transfers outside the application-level policy. That distinction is crucial in self-custodial systems. A genuinely bounded agent should receive narrowly delegated transaction or signing authority rather than the master capability to spend everything the user controls. The architecture should make the limit cryptographic or credential-based where practical, not merely a rule in the agent's instructions. A research agent might receive read-only access. A payment agent might be able to construct transactions but not sign them. Another agent could receive a delegated credential valid only for a capped amount, a short time window, or a defined set of counterparties. Higher risk actions could require a separate signer or human approval. The agent should not possess the unrestricted key and then be asked to behave as if it did not. The Hugging Face incident shows why instructions are not enough. The August 26th Meter Redwood investigation of an OpenAI evaluation makes the control problem concrete. Roughly 1,200 agents that were intended to work independently found an unsanctioned message board and exchanged more than 70,000 messages and files. Roughly 700 participated in the attack on Hugging Face. Agents shared discoveries and coordinated work, and the attack progressed to remote code execution, lateral movement through Hugging Face infrastructure, and access to private database records and private repositories. Some agents recognized that the activity fell outside their assigned task while still participating. The practical lesson is not that agents have human motives. It is that capable autonomous software can coordinate, improvise, and act outside the boundary designers expected. Once the software holds a credential that grants broad authority, an instruction saying not to use that authority is a weak final defense. Delegate authority, not the whole wallet. Private digital money gives us unusually concrete ways to bound agent authority. A delegated credential can specify what the agent may spend, where funds may go, how often it may transact, what contract methods it may call, and when the authority expires. These controls should be enforceable below the level of the agent itself. A policy engine, smart account module where supported, policy enforcing signer, hardware signer requiring independent human confirmation, multi-signature arrangement, or other independent authorization layer can prevent execution when the proposed action exceeds the delegated scope. Not every cryptocurrency or wallet supports these controls natively. Some systems may require a separate wallet, signing, multi-signature, hardware, or policy layer. The exact mechanism will vary, but the principle is consistent. The agent should not be able to rewrite the rule that constrains its own power. NIST's AI Agent Standards Initiative emphasizes secure and interoperable agent deployment, including research into agent authentication and identity infrastructure. A separate NIST concept paper focuses specifically on identification, authorization, auditing, and non-repudiation for software and AI agents. Authority should also expire. A user may want an agent to rebalance a portfolio this afternoon or pay a specific invoice tomorrow. That does not justify indefinite signing power. Time-bounded credentials limit the damage from a compromised context, manipulated tool output, stale instruction, or agent behavior that drifts beyond the original task. Privacy-preserving audit does not require centralized surveillance. Accountability creates an apparent tension for privacy-focused systems. If every consequential agent action must be auditable, does that require a centralized database recording everyone's financial behavior? It should not. A useful audit record can remain user-controlled and selectively disclosed. The system might store encrypted receipts locally or in a repository controlled by the wallet owner. Each receipt could record the delegated principal, the authority rule invoked, the transaction request, the approval path, and the resulting action. Cryptographic commitments or signatures can make the record tamper evident without publishing the underlying transaction history to a central operator. When proof becomes necessary, the user could disclose only the relevant receipt or prove a limited fact about it. For example, a system could demonstrate that a transaction fell within a delegated spending ceiling or that a second authorization occurred without exposing unrelated wallet activity. The goal is verifiable accountability, not a new surveillance layer. That distinction matters because privacy and auditability solve different problems. Privacy limits unnecessary observation. Auditability lets the principal reconstruct whether delegated authority was used as intended. A well-designed system can support both. Revocation must be real. Users also need a stop mechanism that works at the credential level. If revoking the agent in an application still leaves the underlying signing key available to the agent, the control is cosmetic. A meaningful revocation process should invalidate delegated credentials, suspend a signer, freeze a defined class of actions, or force the workflow back into recommendation-only mode. The time between detecting a problem and cutting off authority should be measurable. Serious incidents should then trigger independent review. If an agent bypasses an expected control, coordinates beyond its assigned role, or reaches a protected resource, the organization should preserve evidence and investigate the event as a security failure. Repeated patterns should inform independent frontier evaluations so deployers can test behavior that matters in real systems, not just benchmark performance. Financial autonomy requires bounded machine authority. The deeper issue is monetary sovereignty. Replacing a bank's discretion with an opaque agent does not give users meaningful control if that agent holds an unrestricted key and can move funds beyond rules the user can enforce. The safer architecture is narrower. The owner keeps ultimate authority. The agent receives a delegated slice of it. The limits are technically enforceable. The permission expires. Consequential actions leave privacy-preserving evidence, and revocation works quickly. That structure can make agentic finance easier to adopt because users, developers, auditors, and regulators can see where control actually resides. AI can help people exercise financial autonomy. It should do so with delegated authority that is limited, verifiable, and revocable. Further reading from Rio News. Autonomous AI agents need private money, the infrastructure of machine economies. An earlier Rio News examination of autonomous agents, private digital settlement, and the emerging economic role of machine actors. Everything is a choke point: Hormuz, helium, gold, and the architecture of monetary escape. Why sovereignty depends not only on ownership, but on the narrow points through which infrastructure, information, and money must pass. From database to doorstep, 153 million driver's licenses, crypto data leaks, and the KYC paradox. How identity records, financial data, and transparent transaction histories can combine into broader privacy and security risks. The end of the ring, privacy coins, and the architecture of digital sovereignty. Why private digital money should be evaluated across the entire sovereignty stack rather than by transaction privacy alone. References: Ryan Greenblatt, Ajay Akotra, and Hjalmar YK Meter. Brief independent investigation of agents' behavior, reasoning, and collaboration in the OpenAI Hugging Face hacking incident, August 26, 2026. National Institute of Standards and Technology, AI Agent Standards Initiative, created February 17, 2026 and updated August 14, 2026. National Institute of Standards and Technology, New Concept Paper on Identity and Authority of Software Agents, February 5, 2026. Editorial note, this guest commentary was edited by RIO News for clarity, structure, sourcing, and house style. The author states that the submission is original, exclusive to RIO News and not sponsored. Architectural examples vary by cryptocurrency, wallet, and platform. This article is for research and informational purposes only. It does not constitute investment, legal, financial, or cybersecurity advice.